We're very delighted to have a special guest with us this evening. We do this several times down through the year. And tonight we have missionaries again. We're always glad to invite missionaries among us. And Bob and Jackie Braswell are not strangers to Central Assembly and not to Wednesday nights when they're in town. They have been in Wednesday night service. Sometimes Bob's family is in Wednesday night service. His mother is here tonight, proud as a peacock. So if you don't know her, the one who is proud as a peacock, just pick her out and you'll know who she is. And we're delighted to have these folks with us. I've known Bob and Jackie before they went into missionary service in Africa. Bob worked in the Assemblies of God World Missions area. We all knew him there, served us extremely well, and God got a hold of his heart for Africa, for which we are grateful. They have served in Tanzania. They now serve in South Africa. A tremendous teacher, a tremendous missionary family. Bob and Jackie and I, a few years ago, shared one of those special missionary moments that it's impossible to duplicate. It's impossible to explain it all to you. We were on the backside of the desert in the far western areas of somewhere in Africa, as far from civilization as I've ever been. Had to do things, I don't even want to tell you how we had to do them, but we did. And it was a great time of getting to know one another. And I'm delighted to have Bob and Jackie with us tonight, and I want them to come and share. All I ask of you is stop soon enough before 8 o'clock that we can have a moment together around you and pray, which is one of our joys to do at the conclusion of a missionary presentation here on Wednesday night. So would you help me welcome Bob and Jackie Braswell to Central Chapel?
I'm going to lead you quickly through a study. I don't have time to preach it, but I'm going to just walk through it with you, because this is really at the heart of our Bible school ministry in Africa. And it's the issue of thinking biblically about faith. There is an awful lot of nonsense in Africa that goes by the name of faith. And it's not just in Africa. There's quite a bit of nonsense in the United States that goes by the name of faith. Is simple, childlike faith threatened by theological study and other efforts aimed at maturity rather than simplicity? Let's go ahead and advance. We are asking the question, why the emphasis on training in Africa, especially theological training? Why not leave these people with simple, childlike faith? Simple. Why must we go in there and make them theologians? You know, our U.S. idea of theologians is not very positive. We must have a distinction between childlike faith and childish faith. We must hang on to one and outgrow the answer. Childlike faith is biblical. Childish faith is unbiblical. Now, if I asked you to explain the difference, would you have that answer on the tip of your tongue? The difference doesn't come naturally to anybody. It must be learned and taught. Let's go to the next slide. Spiritual maturity deepens appropriate childlike faith through biblical understanding and experience with God. At the same time, it challenges childish faith as a natural side effect of deeper understanding. Webster's Dictionary defines childlike as resembling, suggesting, or appropriate to a child or childhood, especially marked by innocence, trust, and ingenuousness. Ingenuousness means there's no hidden agenda. It's all right there, out front. Childlike. That word does not appear in the King James Version or the English Standard Version or the NASB. However, Jesus did say, "Whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." That's the one verse on which we hang this idea of needing to have childlike faith. Are you with me? Okay. The dictionary defines childish as marked by or suggestive of immaturity. And there is one verse in the English Bible that mentions childish. Do you remember the passage? "When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways." 1 Corinthians 13:11. Paul had more to say on this topic in 1 Corinthians 14:20. "Brethren, do not be children in your thinking. Yet in evil be infants, but in your thinking be mature." Now, the message may be controversial with some of you. I read the message as a kind of a synthetic commentary. It's a wonderful commentary. And so here is the same verse in the message. "To be perfectly frank, I'm getting exasperated with your infantile thinking." I can just hear Paul saying this. "How long before you grow up and use your head, your adult head? It's all right to have a childlike unfamiliarity with evil. A simple no is all that's needed there. But there's far more to saying yes to something. Only mature and well-exercised intelligence can save you from falling into gullibility." Those who begin their Christian walk with immature faith, that is, everyone, will face a crisis and a choice. Will I see challenges to childish faith as if they apply to all faith? Will I lose my faith? In trying to protect my childlike faith, will I actually be trying to protect childish faith? Will I put up walls, avoid the crisis, and fail to grow? You know, it's tough when you work in a Bible school where people have to plant a church to be eligible to enter your school. They come in with a lot of bad ideas and bad habits firmly established that they're going to have to apologize for if they can be persuaded to change their minds at all. Now, that's not everybody. I've overstated the case, but I have definitely been there where people came in with just plain heretical ideas and didn't want to let go of them because they'd already been preaching them. And the walls go up. But people are able to grow into a faith that is more biblical, more mature, and in the appropriate sense, more childlike as they mature. Some examples. I won't have time to mention all the examples I brought tonight, but let me just give a few. Childish faith says, "Faith can make God bless my plan, especially if it's a good, godly plan." Childlike faith says, "Father has a plan, and I need to stick close so I don't miss my part in it." Biblical examples are David's plans to bring back the ark or to build the temple in 2 Samuel 6 and 7. Childish faith says those who please God will always have smooth sailing. Childlike faith says Father is with me and cares about me even through the storm. Luke chapter 8. Childish faith says I will be blessed because I'm a Christian even if I don't live like one. Childlike faith says Father's more interested in my character than my comfort. Childish faith says, if I have enough faith, God will bless my ambition. Childlike faith says, what Father wants for me is better than what I would choose for myself. I don't have time to develop all of these, but there are scriptural examples for every one of these. Childish faith says, faith can make God give me what I desire. Childlike faith says, faith teaches me to desire the things Father wants me to have. Childish faith says, what He has done for others, He will do for me if I just believe. Childlike faith says, Father gives different gifts to different individuals. He will give me as much as I need and all I can handle. That's a whole sermon in itself. Childish faith says, because I believe in Him and in the outcome, God will bring about my purposes. Childlike faith says, Father's purposes will be fulfilled in me. Childish faith says, through faith, I will avoid problems throughout my life story. Childlike faith says, if I stay close to Father, I will have victory at the end of my story. Childish faith says, whatever God has designed will just happen, whether or not I participate. Childlike faith says, I have a God-given destiny that I must fully commit to because Father lets me decide. I wish I had time to develop that one as well. Childish faith says, my sins are less serious than a murderer's or a homosexual's and so many other sins. But childlike faith says, my sins are just like everyone else's, fatal. But Father has forgiven me. When we are able to identify with other sinners as fellow sinners, suddenly we're able to come through with the gospel instead of hitting a wall. And this is so important to having a biblical form of faith. Childish faith says, I can get what I want by praying with the magic words in Jesus' name. Childlike faith says, whatever Jesus would do, Father teaches me to do by first teaching me to pray as Jesus would pray. Childish faith says, faith can make God act sooner, even right now. Childlike faith says, Father is very, very patient and is gradually teaching me to be patient. His timing is always perfect. Childish faith says, I pretty much know the way. I know the rules and the benefits of keeping the rules. But childlike faith says, Father knows the way. I have to stick with Him because it is narrow and only a few find it. Childish faith says, faith is a way to get stuff from God. Childlike faith says faith is the key to surviving and even enjoying the journey between the time of Father's promise and the moment of its fulfillment. So what? If our faith is based on immunity rather than resurrection, there's no room for the cross. Did you hear me? If we have a faith that says nothing can happen to me because I'm a Christian, and we have a faith that's all wrapped up with the idea of immunity instead of resurrection, there's no room for a cross. Biblical faith hopes for a resurrection. So what? When trouble comes and literally disillusions unbiblical faith, many will be left with no faith at all. Now what? Let's pray and ask Father what He thinks about this stuff. If I've said something here that you disagree with, ask the Lord about it. Check these assertions with the Word of God. I really don't expect much of that kind of resistance in this group, but I have found lots of resistance. Never be afraid to grow up. Father likes it. Don't miss an opportunity to disciple others toward maturity. and believe in and pray for and invest in missionary Bible schools. Training converts is critical and strategic in fulfilling the Great Commission.